The shadows of evening were stretching out when Ben finally came back. He was excited by what he had learned, but was doing what he could to conceal that excitement. He was silent as he rattled around in the galley for a bit, finally emerging with a plate piled high with food.
"I'm a little later than usual," he said. "I figured you'd already eaten."
Luke nodded and turned to pause the holographic journal entry he'd been perusing.
"I did. How's it going?"
Ben filled his mouth with food so he wouldn't have to reply instantly.
"Okay,"
he said finally, then took another large bite. Luke sighed.
"Care to elaborate?"
"Not really. I mean, I know you don't like it, Dad, so what's the point?"
"I think it'd be interesting to hear how it's being taught from the original source," Luke said, keeping his voice mild.
Ben shrugged.
"Kind of what you'd expect from the Yangtze. All rainbowy."
Luke felt a pang of sorrow at the new wariness his son displayed. He knew that it was a direct consequence of his disapproval. But what was he to do? What was any father to do when he saw his son doing something that was unnecessary and perhaps very dangerous? He couldn't just pretend that it was all fine, and Ben knew it. And for the first time on this journey together, Luke could feel the old rift between them opening again. He took a deep breath.
"Ben, do you understand why I don't approve of this?"
"Of course I do," Ben said, snapping a little. "You believe it's dangerous. That it'll hurt me somehow. That it's wrong to try to meddle with the past or future."
"I do believe it will hurt you, but not the way you think," Luke said, searching for the words.
Ben eyed him, still wary but also curious. Luke took a moment to gather the words, hoping they were the right ones.
"It's an empty promise, Ben. Full of hopes and wishes, but in the end, it's just ashes and disillusionment. Yes, you can see those who have died, but you can't change what happens to them. And yes, you can see the future, even alter it to a small degree if you're skilled enough, but you can't be sure you're doing the right thing. The very wanting that is prompting you to do this is what started many down the path to the dark side."
"What do you know about what I want?" Ben snapped. "You never even asked why I wanted to do it."
Luke blinked, realizing his son was right.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I assumed."
"You shouldn't."
"You're right. I shouldn't make assumptions. I thought you wanted to go back in time to see Mom again, or to find out when Jason started to go wrong, so that you might be able to change things."
A sudden bright flush on his son's cheeks told Luke that he had hit the mark. The silence that suddenly descended was painfully awkward. Luke waited a moment, but Ben said nothing, didn't even continue to eat.
"Ben, I'm just a father wanting to spare his son pain, that's all. And I knew that's why you wanted to learn the technique, because, well, because it's what I would have wanted to do at your age."
"I'm sick of being my age,"
Ben said coldly. He shoved the food away from him with a sharp, violent gesture and rose.
"I guess I'm not hungry after all."
Luke watched him stalk off toward his cabin, his heart aching. Everything he had said was true, but in the state Ben was in, he couldn't or wouldn't listen. He would have to figure all this out on his own, and Luke would be there when he did.